Són les 10 i 20, les 5 i 20, el Sapanxa Sant Ferran, que torna a venir una agenda ben carregada aquest cap de setmana. Com sempre, ens la presenta en Bernat Masferrer. Molt bones, Bernat.
Ei, què tal, Pepo? Com anem?
Bé, bé, contents de nou tenir aquest cap de setmana tan agitat a la localitat de Sarroques, el Sapanxa.
Sí, sí, sí. Després en parlarem més, però ara ens focalitzarem, ara ens centrarem en un parell de músics de talla internacional, gent important. De nou, estem d'enhorabona. Quina gran tasca que està fent Sapanxa i l'Associació Cultural Sa Casa. Aquesta setmana ens porten el reputat músic canadenc en J.F. Robital i na Leil Arat, que han creat un nou duo des de fa un parell d'anys i que fan una música, ja ho veureu, així preciosista, la que estem escoltant de fons, un pop lluminós, sedós, arrebatador, en poques paraules. De fet, van estar de gira l'any passat per aquí a l'estat espanyol, van estar a Madrid, Saragossa, Barcelona, Girona, València, i en fi, els han produït discos gent important com Mike Lindsay, en Mico Gordon, en fi, és gent que és, en sèrio, tot un privilegi tenir-los aquí a Formentera. Ells tenien una carrera en solitari cada un. Na Leil Arat va treure l'àlbum Someone New el 2010 i The Onion el 2016, mentre que en J.F. Robital va treure el Rival Hearts el 13 i el Palace Blues el 16. Des que estan junts han tret singles, bàsicament, de Photograph o aquest Heathrow que estem escoltant ara de fons. Ella és de Londres, ell de Montreal, a Canadà. Welcome to Radio Illa, J.F., Leil, welcome.
Thank you very much. So nice to be
here. Diu, que estan molt contents d'estar aquí.
Sí, els hem donat la benvinguda. Els anem a preguntar com estan. How are you? It's been almost a month here in Formentera for you too, for the both of you. How do you feel after 30 days in this tiny island? How would you describe your mood, your state of mind? Els hi preguntem com ha estat 30 dies aquí, com, quin és el seu estat d'ànim, quines sensacions tenen després d'haver passat tant de temps aquí i que venen de ciutat?
Tranquilo, relaxed. I mean, it's such a privilege to be able to spend that long here. You come, you know, full of city and London, and then you remember how to slow down and enjoy the little things. It's wonderful.
Bueno, diuen que estan tranquils, no? Que estan relaxats després de, clar, venen d'una ciutat bulliciosa com és Londres.
So you don't miss the city. No trobeu a faltar la ciutat, eh?
I would stay indefinitely.
Yeah, we always think we might just stay here.
Els agradaria quedar-se, carai.
Els agradaria quedar, no troben a faltar la ciutat. You don't really miss the city. I mean, all the things that happen in a city, like intellectually. And si no troben a faltar res de la ciutat,
sí, sí. Tot exhibition, cinema, no.
Look, we've only been here 1 month. Maybe if you ask me after 6 months, I would start missing the city. But I feel only just getting into the groove here, so I don't feel ready to leave.
Que d'aquí mig any li tornem a preguntar, igual canvia d'opinió, però que en principi estan només un mes aquí, està encantada.
Let's get to the point. Is it a good place for composing music, for songwriting?
Yes, because there's no distractions. We wake up and we just play guitar and sing all day, especially when we're putting together an album, which we are now. So that's what we've been doing almost every day, and then go for lunch, go to the beach. It's very nice.
Els hem preguntat si és un bon lloc per composar música, per escriure cançons, i ens han dit que sí, perquè no fan res més. S'aixequen, toquen la guitarra, escriuen cançons, canten, i només s'agafen una estoneta per anar a la platja, per sortir a dinar, i en fi, diuen que sí, que és un bon lloc ideal.
No està malament aquest plan de vida, eh?
No està gens malament.
Which is your favorite place here in Formentera?
Uf,
el vostre lloc favorit de Formentera?
I've been coming here for a very long time, 20 years. So I have my favorite, well, for me they're secret places, you know them, I'm sure. But you know, we like going to the beach and we join in the places where there's no more guaracha, so no more kioscos, so there's nobody there.
Li encanta migjorn, eh? Llocs tranquils de migjorn.
On ja no hi ha kioscos, on no hi ha gent. At the end of migjorn, no?
Yeah, somewhere in the end or the middle. And there's so many. I mean, the lighthouse is one of my favorite places. Ah, the one in the Cap de Barbería is one of my favorite places in the world.
Even now that you can get the lighthouse by car.
We haven't done the whole walk. When we arrived here, the gate was still open, so we could drive. But I do want to do it walking one day, maybe before we leave.
Diuen que un dels seus llocs preferits, més enllà de la platja, quan hi estan sols, és el far del Cap de Barbería, i que hi aniran caminant.
Són conscients de la barrera i d'aquesta nova sistema de regular el trànsit en aquesta zona protegida.
Have you taken a swim already this year?
Yep.
Yeah?
It was so cold.
Ja s'han banyat, tu.
Que estava freda.
But it was worth it.
Okay, you've released some EPS singles together. This is going to be your first long play together, right? Okay, how do you do it? You both come up with songs on your own separately, and then you put it together? Or in other words, is it going to be like Arat credited, Robitaille credited, or Beatle-wise Lennon-McCartney, Arat, Robitaille credited?
Els hi pregunta pel seu primer LP en conjunt, com s'ho fan per crear, si fa un les cançons, l'altre també, com va?
We definitely, because we've been writing separately for so long, we decided specifically we'll write together. So it's a Lennon-McCartney type situation, definitely.
Veu que sí, que escriuen les cançons junts. And, I mean...
Com Lennon i McCartney.
Do you do it always smooth, or... Sometimes there is a friction there.
Yeah, I think there's always a friction at some point. So you can have songs that are 90% smooth, but there'll be some, of course, disagreements.
It also took us a long time to understand what works best. You know, the first song we just thought, okay, let's sit down and try and write something together. And then we realized actually maybe it works better if one of us starts writing and gets quite far with the idea and the impetus, and then the other one helps, edits, criticizes, improves.
Diu que al principi van començar a treballar junts, però després s'han adonat que hi ha quelcom que funciona millor, que és que un vingui amb una idea principal, amb una cançó ja mig feta, i l'altre doncs li critiqui constructivament i al final li posin un final rodó els dos junts.
Is it difficult to be at the same time a sentimental couple and artistic couple? És difícil combinar...
Who said they are sentimental couple?
There's rumors on the island.
Aquí, en Pepo...
I knew it.
Són parella, són parella sentimental.
Que és difícil combinar la parella sentimental amb la parella artística, no?
No, the truth is that we met through music. Okay. So it was always there, it wasn't something that came later. We started touring together, we started writing together, and the how did you put it, the sentimental part joined us as we went along. So it always felt very natural. You would think that it would be more complicated than it is. I can't quite explain why it's not.
Diu que, de fet, ells ja treballaven, es van conèixer a través de la música, en festivals, girant, i que llavors es van enamorar, però ells ja composaven, i per tant, com que s'han conegut a través de la música, no els hi és innatural o incòmode treballar junts. No sé si s'han explicat per què, però és així. Your music seem to have evolved since you two work together. That's my humble opinion. It sounds to me that's become more poppy, melodic, neaty kind of music. No matter the lyrics, which still contain a great deal of irony, black humor, and bittersweet mood. In other words, you sound positively happier since you got together. Do you agree? Li pregunto que la seva música sembla que ha evolucionat des que toquen junts. Abans tenien, ells tocaven per separat i la música potser era una miqueta més fosca, més lenta. I des que estan junts, doncs, la cosa sembla més brillant, més pop, més preciosista, més ensonyadora, com deien en castellà, com més neta, tot plegat. Sonen més feliços.
I think definitely you're right. Mostly we said, why don't we just try something completely different, since it's not our own thing that we've been doing for a long time, the folky thing. So we just went back and pulled on our influences, 50s, 60s, punk stuff, Nick Lowe and Elvis Costello, and try to make, something we would really enjoy playing live. So this is more vibrant, less...
And
depressing.
Sorry to interrupt you. Also, I think, this is a project that we're doing now. It doesn't mean we won't go back to doing solo albums again in the future. So it feels less precious in a way. It's like, okay, let's see what works. We didn't even think we would end up doing an album. We did a single. They said, let's have another one. We did another. Now they want an album. So it's a very organic thing. And sometimes, including here this month in Formentera, you know, you write a song, you're like, this is a great song, but this is a really Lyle song. Like, this is not going to work together. So I put it aside.
En JF deia que tens raó amb la teva interpretació un poc de la seva carrera, no? Que ara estan fent coses un poc diferents precisament per no repetir-se, no?
Sí, sí, sí. Han esmentat, doncs, que com que ara es toquen junts, doncs, han volgut deixar els seus projectes solo a part i, en fi, ha mencionat, doncs, referències, influències de la música dels anys 50-60, deixant el folk de banda i agafant una cosa més popera, en Nick Lowe, en l'Elvis Costello, amb músics i grans productors, també. I després, doncs, la Leila ens explicava, doncs, que, en fi, que és una manera, doncs, de produir prou orgànica. Se n'adonen, doncs, que van començar a tocar, ha funcionat, van treure un single, després un altre, i que els han dit, tio, feu un àlbum perquè la cosa funciona. Llavors, doncs, si veuen que una cançó és molt escurada cap a un d'ells, doncs la deixen de banda i fan la cosa...
No, aquesta és una cançó molt de la Leila, no?
Sí, correcte, llavors fan
OJF.
OJF, sí. Have you got a permanent backing band in London, or do you use like studio musicians, or how do you do it?
Els hi pregunta si a Londres tenen algun tipus de banda sempre amb ells. O...
Because they used to play. I mean, it was more folky thing before, like a singer songwriter kind of stuff, and now it is well produced with a band, with a bass, with a with drumming.
Abans tocaven un tema més folk, més de cantautor, i ara estan tocant més en plan amb un cos de banda al darrere recolzant la seva música.
In the studio on the singles that you're talking about that have this full production, it was actually just the two of us and the producer. There wasn't a full band there, so we layered
you
it
had,
up. Either
okay.
We were playing or the producer also played bass. And in the live show, we've only ever toured with just the two of us, like you saw it in Sapancha, which is funny because previously we both had bands that we toured with. But I think for many reasons, it's just been getting a very immediate response, maybe because it's so stripped back and intimate when it's the two of us. Maybe when the album comes out, we'll get a band to recreate what's on the record, but it's also much more romantic to travel on trains
and to people and one
guitar.
But the new album will have like a whole band.
Like the singles, yeah.
Diu que de moment, bueno, diu que ho fan entre ells dos i el productor.
És més romàntic.
Toquen els instruments quan graven a l'estudi, però després a les gires de moment les fan com es feien abans, ells dos amb les guitarres, amb una harmònica, en JF, en fi, ho fan així, que se senten... La resposta del públic és molt bona i els agrada donar aquest espectacle, aquest show a la gent, i però que el nou àlbum el faran de nou amb banda, amb una full band, amb una banda darrere. Changing a bit the subject, could you name some of your most indisputable references? What musicians have inspired you most throughout these years? Quins són els músics que els han inspirat més? Quines referències musicals tenen?
I think for me the usual... Bob Dylan was the big one, and
Bob Dylan,
Leonard Cohen.
Cohen.
I'm from Montreal. He's from Montreal, so he's a big.
Ah, més és de Montreal també, com ell.
And then, of course, on top of that, the Beatles. And,
yeah, the Beatles. Clar que sí.
Here we are big fans of the Beatles. The three of us, Leon, Pepo, and I. Again.
And then, yes, I agree with all of that, plus Joni Mitchell, plus
ella.
Lou Reed, plus Jonathan Richman, plus
Loudon
Wainwright.
Jonathan Richman, that's Modern Lovers.
Modern Lovers, yes. So all this kind of historical greats. And then more recently, we do keep up a lot with new music as well.
Okay.
I remember talking with you at the show about Courtney Barnett.
Okay,
we listened to Ezra Furman. We've been listening recently a lot to...
Carney Barnett, més actual, diguem-ne, també.
I don't remember the name of their duo band, but Phoebe Bridges. And what is the...
Connor Oberst.
But do you remember the name?
Connor Oberst, the Monsters of Folk, yeah.
Better Community...
Oblivion Society. Yeah, this album we've been listening to because it's a duo as well. So, you know, just to check out what people are doing.
Ells parlen de grans noms com a referències. En Jeff ha parlat dels Beatles, ha parlat de Leonard Cohen, de Bob Dylan, o sigui, clàssics del singer-songwriting. I la Leila, doncs, la Joni Mitchell, una altra cantautora, en Lou Reed, Jonathan Richman, amb una cosa més als anys 70. Exacte, però també estan al dia amb la música que es fa avui dia. I també, doncs, en fi... I don't know if you agree. When I listen to your songs, I can hear a bit of The Shins and M-Word, She and Him.
A qui recorda la seva cançó, dius?
Em recorda una miqueta una banda australiana que es diuen The Shins i després l'M-Word. M-Word is from Canada, is it?
I don't think so.
No, it's
maybe
American.
I think he's American.
And el projecte que té paral·lel, que és She and Him, also... A little bit Dean and Britta, bit de Luna. O sigui, una sèrie de músics de l'indi, en fi. So what can we expect at Sapanxa tomorrow night? Què podem esperar demà nit a Sapanxa?
We're going to play a lot of songs. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Tocarà moltes cançons.
Some very, very new songs that we wrote in the last few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
New songs made in Formentera.
Made in Formentera. Noves cançons fetes aquí. Premiere, first time in Formentera.
La premiere demà a Sapanxa.
Ells van tocar fa un mes a Sapanxa un concert preciós, molt guapo, i material més antic, però demà ens tocaran cançons noves.
Està bé això, no? O sigui, un concert només arribar i un concert un mes després de Formentera. A veure l'efecte, no?
He's right. I mean, you do a concert, a show, right after arriving Formentera, and at the end we'll see the difference.
Exactly.
We'll compare.
Yeah, right. See how much we improved or deteriorated.
We're a little bit darker.
Veurem com ells dius que veurem
si hem millorat
si o si han empitjorat. Sí. En fi... Thank you for coming.
Pleasure.
Lyle and Jeff, I would be delighted if you can play a few tunes for us.
Thank you.
Ens tocaran una cançó per acabar.
All right, so yeah, we'll play Heathrow that you were talking about at the beginning because it's the latest single. And I'll plug again the fact that there's a music video that was illustrated by Mariscal, who is also the first person that brought my family to the island. So it was because of him that we're here.
Mariscal va portar la família d'Anna Leil aquí a Formentera i justament el videoclip que il·lustra aquesta cançó, que es diu Heathrow, està dibuixat per dibuixos animats del geni valencià, Mariscal.
Okay.
Okay. Sundown, sunburn, summer nights, taciturn, foggy notion playing in your bones, another bookmark by the bedside, window open, warm breeze, 2 months, 12 days before the deep freeze, paper cups, Christmas cards, yesterday's news at the front door, wearing out the kitchen floor, pacing around, worrying, wondering about the state I'm in, I left my heart at Heathrow. Trying to catch an arrow in my teeth. Now I'm awake till morning. Are you still sleeping, darling? Nights in, lights out, nights out, nameless. Flipping through your pages, blinds drawn, eyes down. I hear horror on the airwaves. It's been ages now since I smoked my last cigarette. Don't play roulette, you said. Play something else instead. Since you helped me kick in, I don't even miss it. I left my heart at Heathrow. Try to catch an arrow in my teeth. Now I'm awake till morning. Are you still sleeping, darling? Waving semaphores across the lonely planet, or tightrope walking on parallel lines. High hopes, it's physical. It's chemistry, no use fighting. Someone's writing up their memoir using my memories. If I can keep my mouth shut, I get director's cut. I left my heart at Heathrow, trying to catch an arrow in my teeth. Now I'm awake till morning. Are you still sleeping, darling? My heart at Heathrow.
trying to catch an arrow in my teeth. Now I'm awake till morning. Are you still sleeping, darling?
Leila Rat, JF, Robbie Tail, demà a les 10 al Sapanxa, no us ho perdeu. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.